home instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've taken a visit today to Home Instead, and I'm with Andrew and Sheena Van Paris. Hello, both of you.
Hello there.
Hello.
Now, we're talking today about scams, and we're going to be hearing very shortly from Andy Fox, who is leading a session for you and some of your staff members and some other members of the community. Why scams?
Well, it's actually Scams Awareness Month. Every July, National Training Standards and Citizens Advice Bureau get together and they promote scam awareness during the month of July. And we serve older people in the community, so it's important to us that we are very aware of what threats are out there and what risks are out there to our elderly clients. Hence why we've got Andy Fox in today from National Training Standards to talk about scams in the community and how we can protect our clients.
Why do you think it's particularly important for the elderly and for the people that you help in the community? Why are they falling victim to this?
Older people are sometimes more lonely, they're a bit more isolated, and they are vulnerable. And sadly, that makes them targets for people who want to exploit them and carry out scams.
I'm Carol Bray, I'm the Registered Care Manager for Home Instead Senior Care.
And have you had much experience with people that you care for being involved in scams?
Yes, I have. Not necessarily here, but in my previous job, we had very many clients that got dementia, and the caregivers have had to intervene the post. So they've maybe met the postman at the door so that the client didn't get their post because they're obviously scam, you know, and that was on the instructions of the family.
And what was the scam that they were sort of being drawn into?
Sort of asking for checks, basically. They were wanting money. So they were asking and saying that if they didn't pay the X amount of money, something would happen to the families, and it was sort of, you know, fraud.
And had they, in the first response, had they sent a check?
Yeah, on many, many occasions, this particular lady was getting posts, and it was coming from the other side of Germany, so the police in England couldn't intervene with that post. So it had to be the family that had to intervene, and she'd sent on hundreds of pounds in checks. Everybody should be aware, anybody that's caring or families, anybody that's involved in any, you know, elderly person, and certainly if they've got dementia or Alzheimer's, they're more prone to being scammed. Definitely.
My name's Andy Fox. I'm a divisional officer on the multi-agency safeguarding team at North Yorkshire Trading Standards. Let's put it this way. If I'm right, the Police and Crime Commissioner in her latest strategic assessment for the forthcoming year has identified scams and frauds as the number one priority. And very much we see it in trading standards as being an underreported crime. That the statistics show that maybe only 5% of victims actually report a scam or a fraud. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. One's embarrassment, but I think primarily it's probably because people who have been victims maybe at the time don't realise that they have been a victim of a scam or a fraud until it's too late.
What is a scam? When you say that, my immediate thought is it's probably somebody on the telephone, but it's a lot more than that.
Well, it can be on the telephone, and there are indeed a number of telephone scams that I could give you details of. But also it's about kind of letters, people receiving a letter telling them they've won a huge prize, which invariably results or asks for a small administration fee in order for the prize to be released. We're aware of lottery scams as well, where fictitious lotteries are written to people telling them that they've won prizes. And we're also aware of telephone scams as well, where people have been called by people purporting to be from the police or other law enforcement agencies, for want of a better word, dupe people into handing over their bank details, thinking they're giving the bank details to the police or Trading Standards or some other authority. The team deals a lot with doorstep crime, and by doorstep crime I mean the rogue traders that turn up on your doorstep cold-called, unannounced, telling you maybe that your roof needs fixing or offering gardening work or maybe to re-tarmac your driveway at, they often say, a cheap price, but then when the final bill comes it's often exorbitant and far beyond what the job is worth. And again, we know through our research as well that these doorstep fraudsters will target the elderly and vulnerable as well. We're also seeing a number of romance scams as well, where people have been befriended over the internet through a dating site, meeting someone who they don't know, which after a while will result in that person being asked for money. And the usual excuses are, my child's in need of medical attention, or an unexpected bill has arisen, often with the promise of pay you back when it's all sorted, and I'm going to come over to Britain and we'll live happily ever after. And unfortunately, it's just utterly fictitious, and it ends up with victims basically being bled dry of everything that they have, and then the scammer will move on to the next one.
I know that here at home, instead, you're, you know, keeping your the people that are carers and are out there in the community well trained. That's something you're really, really keen on. So this is just one element of that huge array of training that's available to them. But you also offer some advice for people that they could take away and use every day. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we do across almost all of our training is try and benefit the wider community. So in addition to training our own staff, we also run regular community workshops, which are free for anyone to attend. And for those that can't attend, we have developed a senior fraud protection toolkit, which we do go through in the workshops. But if you can't get to a workshop, we have made that toolkit available to download for free on our website, homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.